The new deal was first announced last June with few details, but now the plans are becoming more public. The idea came from Weston Urban founder Graham Weston, who says this is the birth of a new central business district for downtown.
Over the last decade, the downtowns have been given a new direction by the demand from young people to live downtown.
The deal will swap several city buildings, including the Municipal Plaza building, where City Council meets next to San Fernando Cathedral, in exchange for the existing Frost Bank Tower on Houston Street. City Manager Cheryl Scully says Weston Urban will build 265 new apartments.
We'll retain ownership of the council chambers. Housing units will be installed and developed on top of that, and then 200 new housing units in the core of the city.
The city is also giving up the San Fernando Gym on West Traverse and a nearby parking lot. The new office tower will be constructed on Frost's Motorbank at the corner of Flores and Houston Streets. The 400,000-square-foot building will be the corporate headquarters of Frost Bank. Frost CEO Dick Evans says construction could begin in about a year, with completion in less than 4 years.
Choosing the architect and the plans and all of that. So we're about three and a half years away.
The city predicts that the building exchanges will save about $3.5 million per year in current leases. The city will hold a public hearing on May 28th, and the full council will vote on the agreement on June 4th. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.